It's time for Benedictine Raven Basketball on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7 FM. Presented by our title sponsor, Hamada Wealth Management. Listen as Tom and Gus Counts bring you live play-by-play coverage and in-game analysis all season long. Stay tuned. Our coverage begins right after these messages from Hamada Wealth Management. Are you confused about the stock market? Do you feel like you're taking too much risk? Do you just feel lost at times on what to do? If you are looking for investment guidance in these uncertain times, Hamada Wealth Management is here to assist. Ken Hamada with Hamada Wealth Management has been helping retirees with their income and retirement plans for over 24 years. If you are looking for some direction with your investment and retirement portfolio, they invite you to give them a call. They'll be happy to sit down and review your financial goals, make sure your investments are in tune with your objectives, and finally, make sure you're not taking too much risk. At Hamada Wealth Management, they believe it's important to not just make money, but preserve it. To schedule your income and retirement plan review, give Ken a call at 913-379-8690. That's 913-379-8690. Or search online at Hamada Wealth, Atchison, Kansas. Securities offered through Avantax Investment Services, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Avantax Advisory Services.
Hey, good afternoon, and well now, moving into the evening, and welcome to college basketball here on Care Radio tonight. We're in the Heart of America Athletic Conference. The Ravens on the road as they're being hosted by Drew State University. Hello again, everybody. We got Ray running the board tonight. Back at the Care Radio Sports Studio, producer and engineer. Ray, welcome. Thanks very much for coming in for us tonight. Tom Couch with you here courtside in the Al Wheeler Activity Center on the campus of Peru State. And, okay, first thing everybody's asking, for crying out loud, it's a quarter after six. How come you haven't started? Well, there was some bus issues that the Ravens had to deal with, and they had to have a different vehicle sent down, and it just took them a little bit to get around, but they are here, they are well, the guys in the stands, the ladies are warmed up, and we are very close to the tip-off for the women's game, the first of our college hoops doubleheader here this evening on Care Radio. Benedictine has not been at home. I mean, they haven't been at home for a minute, and it's still going to be a little while before you get to enjoy Lady Raven basketball back in the NOLA. Let me tell you, Lady Ravens were at Mount Mercy on the 6th, at Mid-America, at tonight Peru State. Next game Saturday, going to be at Clark before they come home on January the 24th to host Central Methodist before they go back on the road again up to William Penn. So four consecutive road games. The Ravens will be on the road for over 20 days. It'll be 3 weeks between home games for Benedictine, and that is always a tough road to hoe, man. So good for them. Hey, good to see you guys. Officiating crew coming down and welcoming everybody down at the table. Heart of America Athletic Conference on the ladies' side. You look at the standings, and everybody's chasing Clark. It's as simple as that. The Lady Pride, 16-0 in the season, a perfect 12-0 in conference play, followed by Grandview and then Benedictine in that third spot. Lady Ravens coming in at 10-6 and 8-4. On the conference, this Peru State team not far behind at 9-7 on the season. They committed the game tonight at 6-6 in the Heart. Let's take a look at the starters as a PA guy gets set to introduce him to the crowd on hand. Nice crowd, by the way. It is snow-packed up here in Peru, Nebraska. I tell you what, nice turnout here this evening. Ray, I'm going to make a little change. Before I begin the starters, we're going to take a quick break, then we'll be back. Bring you starters, a little more insight into the game, and then the tip-off. Lady Raven basketball gets set to come up. The guys coming up after them. Do not go away. Got a full night of hoops coming your way here on Care.
Why not start the new season with a visit to an old friend, Mueller's Locker Room, locally owned and operated. Mueller's is Atchison's original sports bar and grill and has been the hot spot for good times since 1988. With a wide selection of great foods and great beer, wine, and spirits, you always win at Mueller's. In the dugout or on the deck, let Mueller's be your locker room. Mueller's Locker Room, 120 South 2nd in Atchison, your sports bar for all seasons.
Hi, This is Dan Rapplinger from Exchange Bank. You know, banking is so much better when you have friends that you know and trust. The kind you find at Exchange Bank. When it's time for a new car, a new house, or even a line of credit for your business, turn to us. We'll be there with you every step of the way. Exchange Bank. We're your friend and your banking partner. Equal housing lender. Member FDIC.
Exchange Bank and Trust. Community-minded, that's my bank.
Hey, there you have it, the singing of the national anthem here at Al Wheeler Activity Center. We get set to go with women's college basketball on Tier Radio this evening. First of all, as a PA guy, I get set to introduce the starters to the crowd. Let me share them with you for Peru State. The Lady Bobcats, under first season head coach Jason Smith, as we mentioned, come into the game tonight at 9-7 on the season and 6-6 in conference play. And they're going to be starting Haley Ingram. Haley is a 5'7" junior from Omaha, Nebraska, where she went to Burke High School. Out of Hamburg, Iowa, at Sydney High School, is a 5'6" junior, Maddie Duncan. Olivia Williams is a senior. She's 5'10" from Minneapolis, Minnesota, out of Dawson Community College. From Mount Air, Iowa, at 5'8", it'll be junior Samantha Stewart. And rounding out the starters at 5'6", senior Kaylin Larry. She's out of Little Rock, Arkansas, and went to Fort Scott Community College. For the Benedictine Lady Ravens, and 22nd season, head coach Chad Folsom. Benedictine, 10-6 on the year, 8-4 in conference play, and Lady Ravens are going to be starting tonight. Kennedy Nicholson, out of Goddard, Kansas. Eisenhower High School. Kennedy is a 5'6" junior. From Seneca, Nemaha Central grad, 5'7" senior, Allie Kramer. Also from Seneca, a Nemaha Central grad. At 6'3", it'll be junior Riley Roddinghouse. Keeping that pink 7 streak going from Meriden, Kansas. And Jeff West is the 5'8" senior, Aaliyah Raines. And from Wichita's Cape and Mount Carmel, at 6'1", junior Jennifer Jacobs. And again, I mentioned a little bit tardy tonight. The team having some bus troubles. Everything is fine. Everybody's well. Everybody's here. And we're going to just have a couple of games that are going to be maybe 45 minutes or so late, but not a big deal here tonight. We'll be keeping an eye on how other games around the conference are going on. They will all be finished certainly before this game is. And we'll keep you up to date with scores from them as we go through the evening here tonight. Peru State in their home whites with royal blue lettering and trim, and for Benedictine, the traveling black uniforms with red and white. We're set to go. Hope you enjoy it from Nebraska. Lady Raven basketball. Benedictine has Roddinghouse in the center circle to jump it off. She'll tip it away right into the hands of high school teammate Allie Kramer. Benedictine with the basketball, and we are underway. Lady Raven's going from right to left across your dial in this opening half. Dump it over to Kennedy Nicholson. She'll bring it top of the key. Kicks it over to the right side. Roddinghouse flashes up top side, playing it up at the high post. He'll swing it over. Now go back into the lane. Riding House goes left, goes right, no room. Kicks it over to Jacobs. And a three-second call against Benedictine, and the Lady Ravens will turn it over before they can get a shot away. So back up court with the basketball. Here comes Peru State. It'll be their first offensive possession of the game. A couple of other games going on in the conference as the shot goes up on the other end. It's no good. We're going to go back down. It's going to be Benedictine. Lady Ravens are going to run. Here comes Kramer. She'll take it down the left side. Nearly double dribbles the ball. Apparently did not. No whistle. Kicks it over to Nicholson. Back out on top of the go to Riding House. Now the pass across is going to be stolen. Peru State. Ingram goes down off the window. Got it. Lady Bobcats go in front 2-0 in the early moments of the game. We're at 9 minutes to play in the opening quarter. 2-0 Peru State. On the left side with it, that's going to be Reigns. Alea will drive in, puts a shot on its way, won't go, and a rebound is swept down by Peru State. Other game going on in the conference, Baker is at Missouri Valley, and they are in the third quarter of their game. Here's a driving shot from the left side. It is up, and it is good for Olivia Williams. Benedictine trailing early at 4-0. 8.5 to go in the opening quarter. Peru State with a Benedict with a basketball. Top side is going to be Kennedy. Nicholson brings around to the right side. Shot goes up too hard. Rebounding it back down. Here comes Peru State. Bobcats. Ingram up the floor. Jumps it over to the left side with a three. Is launched too strong. Long rebound going to be cleared down by Jacobson. JJ will get it away. And here comes Allie Kramer. Kramer starts to the left side, drives to the right, accelerates into the lane, backs in, standing in the lane, kicks it back over to Reigns. She'll go into the lane, falling away. Shot is up off the window and good. The bucket good for Aaliyah Reigns, her first points of the game. Benedictine's first points of the game. Lady Ravens down a pair, 2 minutes in. Back up floor with it is going to be PSU, Kaylin Larry with the basketball. They'll work it over to the top side, BC. Into player defense at the top of the key. Olivia Williams has her fourth point tonight. And it is now 6-2 Peru State. 7.5 to play in the opening quarter. Feed will go over to the left side, turning around. Jacobs off the window and good with the left hand. Jennifer Jacobs with two. 6-4. And these two teams, they started off slowly, but now they're suddenly beginning to find the range a little bit and put some points on the board. Here's a feed over to the right side, cutting into the lane. No room there. Pits it over to the baseline. Jump shot is up there. No good. Rebound. Benedictine. Reigns comes up with a basketball with the Ravens into the forecourt. Down four with it. It's going to come Allie Kramer. She'll go coast to coast. Puts it up, puts it in, draws a foul, and we'll get a free throw. Count the bucket. The blocking foul is going to be on Haley Ingram. It'll be her first foul of the ballgame by either team. And Benedictine has now tied it and has a chance to take a lead. It is 6-6, 7:03 to go in the opening quarter. The free throw is on its way off the back, up and in. So the completion of the three-point play by Allie Kramer, and Benedictine goes in front. It is 7-6 BC. Peru State in their last game with an exciting two-point win over Park. Shot goes up for the baseline, no good. Rebounding it down is going to be Jacobs. Gets it away, Kramer, into the forecourt. Starts right, drives left. Again, backs her way into the lane, kicks it back to Jacobs. Shot clock at 19, plenty of time. The feed over to the right block, underneath this Riding House. Crossover shot hits the bottom of the rim. Not well spaced. She was too far beneath the goal. And now the drive over to the left side. Baseline jump shot wedged. So the ball is wedged now. Good play by the mop person down at the end. He kind of manicures the floor to use that broom handle and bat that thing away. And Benedictine is going to make its first substitution of the ball game. Lady Ravens are going to bring in 5'11" freshman from Adel, Iowa. It'll be Nicole Stork. Bobcats with the basketball. 6:20 to go in the opening quarter. Trailing the Ravens by one. Backing into the lane. Now turning around. Short jump shot is up off the rim twice for Ingram. Won't go down. Ravens are going to come up with a loose basketball, and again, it's going to be Kramer who brings it into the forecourt, lobs it over to the left side, Stork into the lane, turns and shoots, doesn't get it. Rebound, a whistle, and a foul on Benedictine. Foul is going to be on Jennifer Jacobs. It'll be her first, Lady Ravens' first foul tonight. And for Peru State, we're going to get our first substitution of the game, as checking in is going to be Kylie Diaz. Kylie's a 6'1 freshman from Albertville, Minnesota. She went to St. Michael's Albertville High School. Peru to basketball, trailing Benedictine by one. 5:50 to go, opening quarter here in Nebraska. Beautiful entry pass, but it was a little too tall for Diaz. It's going to go out of bounds at the baseline. And Benedictine will have it in play for the backcourt. 5:47 to go in a rapidly moving opening quarter here in Nebraska. It is a 7-6 Benedictine lead. Kramer into the forecourt for Benedictine. Lady Ravens with the basketball, and they are playing against a Peru State with a really tight player defense. By tight, I mean there is no daylight between the players. Shot goes up, missed, rebound. Jacobs followed, missed, and a rebound lost out of bounds off Peru. Fisher's going to stop play for a minute. I don't know if they're going to reset the shot clock. It's at 19 right now. Are they going to give it to 20? Yeah. It's going to go back to 20. They'll say the ball was touched. Allie Kramer doing the inbound work. Lady Raven point guard. Gets it to Stork, right side of range. She'll pull it up from 15, short. And rebounding back down. Here comes Peru. First in of the court, Samantha Stewart. Will dump it over to the left side. Gets it there to Larry. Pass across, knocked free, stolen. Benedictine on the run. Down the floor with it. Here comes Reigns. Twist, turn, shoot, scores. Reigns for two. Kalia Reigns has four, and Benedictine goes up 9-6 at 5 minutes to play in the opening quarter. Crew will dish it back over to the left side. It's going to be Larry with the basketball. Little crossover dribble. She'll bring it to the top of the key. Backing away to the right side, but looking to the left. She'll dish it over to the right elbow. Gets it there to Maddie Duncan. Now to the top of the key to Diaz. She'll go right side. Puts the runner up and in. That bucket belongs to Olivia Williams. She's got 6 of her team's 8. And Lady Ravens lead by 1 at 4:27 to go in the first. Been a kind of a back and forth game. Very, again, closely played. Oh, here's a long 3 for Stork. No. Rebound tipped around. Peru controls it down. Stewart clears down the rebound, and into the forecourt with it is going to come Kaylin Larry. 4 minutes to go in the opening quarter. Benedictine with a couple of substitutions coming to the scorer's table. Now the ball is going to get away. Diving for it is going to be Williams. It's on the floor. Stewart jumps on top of her, ties up the ball, jump ball called. It'll be Benedictine's. Into the game for the Lady Ravens will come Josie Weiser and Kyra Misuraca. So far, and also one more coming in for Benedictine. It'll be Lauren Dubert. So you've got Dubert and Stork. You've got Nicholson, Misuraca, and Weiser. BC with one starter still on the floor, and that's Kennedy. Ravens with it. Here's a long 3. It's up and good. And for Benedictine, the first points of the game for Josie Weiser. And the first 3 of the game for either team. 12-8 Lady Ravens. 3.5 to go in the first. Pass over to the right side. The Lady Bobcats back down court with it. Right side of the lane. The cross-court pass batted away. It's on the floor. Saved by Peru. Little juice pass down to the baseline. It's going to be off the fingertips of Alenia Williams. And Benedictine is going to have it back in from deep to the backcourt. We're at 3:19 to go in the opening quarter, and Peru State is going to make a substitution. Into the ball game. Let me rephrase that. Back into the ball game is going to come Samantha Stewart. Samantha, the 5'8 junior from Mount Air. And if you're familiar with Iowa, but Mount Air just across the Missouri border. Top side with it is going to be Stork. She'll go down the right side. Plays off a screen by Weiser, and as a shot goes up, a big collision and an offensive foul on Nicole. Nicole Stork will pick up the foul. It'll be her first and Benedictine's second foul of the opening quarter. We have not had a lot of fouls called here tonight. Peru State will bring it up the floor. In the game now is going to be Natasha Deal out of Winnebago, Nebraska. Bobcats go left side, and Natasha travels with the basketball. She's a 5'8" junior, went to Winnebago High School, Yes. Yes, that's the same Winnebago famous for the motorhomes. Exactly what that is. Winnebago, Nebraska. 2 minutes and 40 to go in the opening quarter. Benedictine with a mask on, leading it 12-8. Down the left side, Dubert puts a shot up. Nope. Rebound. Bobcat. Ingram will bring it up the floor. Works it all the way down the left side. Dubert picks it up defensively. Back out on top. They're going to come. Little crossover dribble. Natasha Neal jumps into the right side. The three is launched too strong. And the long rebound pulled out by Nicholson. Kennedy has not been out of the game yet. And her upcourt pass is kicked out of bounds. 2:16 to go in the opening quarter. And now Stork will rotate out for Benedictine, and Jennifer Jacobs comes back on the floor. Both of these teams using a lot of players and doing a good job of rotating them in and out. Nicholson, Dubert, Weiser, Mr. Rocca, and Jacobs for Benedictine. Ingram, Duncan, Dio, Stewart, and Diaz for Peru. Beautiful move in the middle and a nice assist from the right side by Dubert. Mr. Rocca, first points of the game. 14-8, Lady Ravens. 2 minutes to go in the opening quarter. Here's a three. Launch. Wide to the right side. Rebounded off the floor. Kyra. Nicholson flies up court with it. Takes it over to the right side. Bounce pass into the lane on the floor. One time. Jacobs for two. Jennifer Jacobs off a beautiful bounce pass assist from Kennedy Nicholson. And as Benedictine goes up eight, Peru's taking a timeout. Ray, we're going to take a break. We're at a minute 43 to go. Opening quarter in Nebraska. We're at the Benedictine Lady Ravens, 16, Peru State 8.
The six-pack and a pound is now $2 off at Taco John's. But what's the right occasion to enjoy six crunchy tacos loaded with seasoned beef plus a pound of potato olave? How about date night, movie night, thousand-piece puzzle night, picnics in the park, picnics in your kitchen, camping, tailgates, anniversaries, bribing friends, bribing pets, bribing yourself, birthdays, holidays, and any day that ends in Y? To name a few. The six-pack and a pound, now $2 off, only from Taco John's. Bigger, bolder, better. Download the app, earn free food.
Hey, welcome back again to Peru, Nebraska. Benedictine. Oh, the inbound stolen. Josie, jailbreak, give her two. Josie Weiser with a steal and the bucket. Josie has five. And BC has forged a double-digit lead. It is 18-8 Benedictine with just inside a minute and a half to go in the first half. And then the ball's going to be slapped away and knocked out of bounds on the far side. Peru will put it back in. Bobcats with the ball up on top. It's going to be Samantha Stewart. Feeds. Oh, that's a nice pass. Entry pass. And as the shot goes up, Josie Weiser standing in down there trying to not commit the foul, but it's going to be called for one. For Josie, it'll be foul number one. Benedictine has three players with one foul each. And coming to the free throw line for Peru State is going to be Natasha Deal. First of two. Perfect. And Natasha has her first point of the game. One more shot coming up for Deal. It is on its way. And no good. Rebounding it down is going to be Miss Uraka. 18-9 Benedictine. On the other end. The crossover shot by Jacobs is too strong. She had beaten her coverage down the floor, but had to go to the left side of the rim, put the shot up with the left hand. It went across and a rebound on the other end, pulled down by Peru State. And the driving shot there is going to be up and in. Give the bucket to Kaylin Larry, her first points of the game. Raven lead trimmed now to 18-11. Driving shot, Josie, way too hard off the backboard. Caroms off over the front. Up with it is going to come Peru State. Samantha Stewart over to the left side. Baseline three. Up and no. Rebound tipped around. Followed up and won't go. Rebound pulled down by Miss Uraka. It's going to be ripped out of her hands and lost out of bounds. They're going to say it's off Kyra. So it'll be Bobcat basketball with 37 seconds to go in the opening quarter. Peru State's Haley Ingram will do the inbound. Ingram looking in, comes over to the right side, gets it there to Larry. She'll go three, hit three. Kaylin Larry, her fifth point of the ball game, and Peru right back in this thing. It's 18-14. We're down to a half a minute to go in the first. Shot clock and game clock are separated by less than 2 seconds. Out on top of the floor, Benedictine is going to be Lauren Dubert. Back out, it'll come to Kramer, his return to the floor. Here's Josie with it on the right side. Dubert on top, shakes her defender, goes three, no. Wide to the left side. Kyra tracks it down, it goes out of bounds, and it'll be off Benedictine. So it'll be Bobcat basketball. 5 seconds to play in the opening quarter. Cruz State putting it in play in front of their bench. Up the floor, they're going to come. It's Ingram with 2 seconds. Ingram, a runner with one, and hits it at the buzzer from 17 feet. What a nice shot by Haley Ingram to end the opening quarter, and we've got a ball game. Time out of the floor after one in Nebraska. It is Benedictine 18, Cruz State 16.
Atchison Auto Parts is your locally owned and operated independent NAPA dealer. With a team of experienced employees that have a lifelong passion for the auto industry, they provide top quality parts and exceptional service. They are all car guys who care about getting you the right parts. And with locations in Leavenworth and Smithville, they can get that part same day if not on their shelves. Open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
With Ray, producing and engineering this evening in the Care Studios. Tom Kautzer here in Nebraska, where after the opening quarter, the Benedictine Lady Ravens lead by only two. At one point, they had a 10-point lead, but Peru State ended the quarter on an 8-0 run. It's 18-16. Opening quarter scoring for you for Peru State, leading away Olivia Williams with 6, 5 for Kaylin Larry. Haley Ingram, 4, and the other point for Natasha Deal. For Benedictine, very balanced scoring. Josie Weiser off the bench has hit 5. Jennifer Jacobs and Aaliyah Raines each with 4. 3 for Allie Kramer and Kyra Mishiraka with 2. It'll be Peru basketball, and as they bring it in, the second quarter's back underway. Haley Ingram goes into the lane, tries a little underhand dish pass to Olivia Williams, but it escapes her and goes out of bounds, and it will be out of play down at the baseline. They get the thing tracked down, and here we go. Benedictine bringing it up the floor. BC starts the second quarter with Kennedy Nicholson and Allie Kramer, Jennifer Jacobs, Aaliyah Raines, and Riley Rottinghouse. Now we're going to have a foul off the ball, and they're going to call an illegal block on Rottinghouse. It'll be her first, and Benedictine, team foul one of the second quarter. 9:42 to play in the first half. Big opportunity here for Peru State. An opportunity to come back from an early double-digit lead to tie with a 2 or take a lead with a 3. They'll start to drive in, back away, falling away. 2 shot is up, no good. Kramer will rebound it down, gets double-teamed to the backcourt. Now the ball is going to be stripped from her, stolen away. Peru down the right side, Maddie Duncan falls away, shot off the window, no good. Rebound, battle for it, tipped around, it's going to go out of bounds. It'll be Peru basketball. 9:20 to play in the half. It is an 18-16 Lady Raven lead, and Benedictine has not scored since, what, a minute 28 to play in the first quarter. They're going to set the shot clock at 20, and Peru is going to have Kaylin Larry putting it in play. Inbound it comes on top to Ingram. Ingram goes right side, stopped there, has to push it off on top to Williams. Olivia kicks it back over to Kaylin. Larry, the best ball handler on this team. Little seesaw dribble, feeds it down to the baseline. The shot off the window, but good. And Peru State's in front. Olivia Williams, the leading scorer for all players. It is an 18-18 ball game at 8:55 to go in the first. It is a tie game. I may have said a lead, but no, it is a tie game at 18. Little backdoor pass to Nicholson from Drain. And it's Kennedy, ninth into the lane. She's going to be fouled by Kaylin Larry, and it'll be Kaylin's first foul. Peru State committed 1 foul in the opening quarter, and this will be their first foul of the second. Ravens putting the ball in play. The pass in the middle from Nicholson is batted away. It's on the floor, rolling around, and we've got all kinds of players on the floor. I'm just not getting a call from the official standing right in front of the Peru bench. And now the official is coming over and he's going to have a call again. Nope, no foul call. They're just going to say that it goes out of bounds. 8.5 to go in the first half. Crew will swing it over to the left side to Stewart with the basketball. The shot off the window good, and now they have a lead. Samantha Stewart makes it 20-18, and Peru has rolled off what? That is 12 unanswered. 8:20 to go in the half. Here comes Benedictine. Kennedy Nicholson has a shot blocked to the floor. Knocked out of bounds by Kaylin Larry. Now the official is going to make sure that they do not reset the shot clock. It stays at 16. And BC will have it into their offensive end. It comes in right side. Dubert undefended, up and in. Farrah Dubert's first points of the game and Benedict's first point in the second quarter. Tie the game again at 20. And we've got 8 minutes to go in the opening half. Here's a feed to the right side. The long two is up and short. Follow shot is up and long. Rebound tipped, and Riley will clear it down. Brodinghouse is going to get it away. Here comes Nicholson. Over to the left side. Benedict into Dubert. Ravens are on offense. Well, beautiful entry pass. The dish on top. The kick to the point. Ravens passed up the interior shot, trying to bounce it about outside. Now the ball is going to be knocked away. It's on the floor. And as Reigns comes up with it, Peru's got three players on the floor. And we're going to have a foul called on Samantha Stewart. It'll be team foul two by Peru State in the second quarter, the first of the game by Samantha Stewart. Out of the game is going to come Maddie Duncan. And Lady Bobcats are going to put Kylie Diaz back in. Kylie has no points yet in the game, has not taken a shot yet in the game, played 6 minutes of the opening quarter. Ravens on offense. 7.5 to go in the half. Shot clock at a dozen. Out on top is going to be Dubert. So he's to the right side, shot clock at 7. Backs away, pulls up, jumper for 3, no. Rebound, Bobcats. Crew State's Haley Ingram will clear down the board. PSU into the forecourt. 7 minutes to go in the half. Ingram will go all the way into the lane. Puts a shot off the window. No good. Brodinghouse rebounds it down. Gets it away to Kramer. Kicks it over to the left side to Dubert. Outraces her defender to the other end. Misses a driving layup. Reigns goes up with a shot and is partially deflected. Rebound pulled back down by Peru State. Outlet to Stewart. She'll drive and shoot and score. Stewart for 2 more. Ravens looking for the timeout. And they're going to take it right here. We're taking a break, Ray, with 6:44 to go in the opening half. It is Peru State 22, Benedictine 20.
No matter if it's winter, spring, summer, or fall, your investment and retirement goals need to be reviewed at least once a year. Hamada Wealth Management has been helping investors plan for over 25 years. If you need to make your IRA contribution or just want to talk, give Ken a call at 913-379-8690. That's 913-379-8690. Or search online at Hamada Wealth, Atchison, Kansas. Securities offered through Avantax Investment Services, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Avantax Advisory Services.
Welcome back to the Al Wheeler Activity Center here at Peru State. 6:44 to go in the opening half of the ladies' game. Benedictine trails by a pair of 22-20. And BC into the game. It comes. Dubert brings it in, and up the floor with it is Allie Kramer. We also got Aaliyah Reigns out there, Kennedy Nicholson, and rounding out the Benedictine five is going to be Jennifer Jacobs. And the Ravens will drive to the baseline. They're going to say it's going to be lost out of bounds on Benedictine. Peru basketball. Ravens have gone to a much smaller team. Jacobs is the tallest player out there now at 6'1". Peru State into the forecourt. Here's Kaylin Larry with it. Swings it right side, Ingram. Ingram dishes back to Diaz. Backdoor pass. The shot blocked by Nicholson. What a great job, or rather by Reigns. What a great job by Reigns to reject the shot from Samantha Stewart. It's going to go out of bounds, and the officials are conferring that it is out of bounds off Benedictine, and it, that the shot clock gets reset at 6:12 to play in the opening half. Diaz will take the inbound. Goes left side, dropping a shoulder, putting up a shot. No good for Olivia Williams. Here comes Benedictine. Dubert, outlets, Kramer, drives, gets hacked, coming to the line for two. Trying to come across to play defense, but getting there a little too late was Kaylin Larry. And she will collect her second foul of the game. It'll be team foul three for Peru State. Into the game now for Benedictine. You're going to get Nicole Stewart. Nicole comes in, and Lauren Dubert will rotate out. Two free throws here for Allie Kramer. She's one at the line tonight, by the way, but that one will not go in. These two teams, the score is very even at 22-20. These two teams are very similar. Each hitting 38% from the floor right now. Each hitting 1 3-point shot so far. Each one of three for Benedictine, one of two at the free throw line for Peru State is both shots by Allie Kramer miss. And the Bobcats with a bounce. Kamal still leading it by a pair. Spinning shot from the right side of the lane is no good. And as a Peru player lands on the floor, a foul is going to be called on Reigns. Leah Reigns will have foul number one. Coming to the free throw line for Peru will be Samantha Stewart. Stewart didn't score in the opening quarter, but she's got four here in the second. And her first free throw of the night rolls off to the right, no good. It's still a 22-20 Bobcat lead. One more shot coming up for Samantha Stewart, the 5'8 senior, and she'll get that one. Stewart hits the second. Peru leads by three. It is their largest lead of the game at 23-20, 5:37 to go. And Benedictine, in the last couple of minutes of the opening quarter until now, 4.5 minutes into the second, have scored 2 points. Here's a three for Jacobs. Nope. And a long rebound cleared away by Peru. Maddie Duncan comes down with the ball, and her outlet up court to Ingram results in a Benedictine foul. That's Allie Kramer's first. Team fouls are even at three apiece with 5:22 to go in the second quarter. And the ball is going to be put in play. They're going to go all the way back now to midcourt. So Peru will be putting it in play and launching into the backcourt to Haley Ingram. Ingram over to the right side. Out of Omaha. Not that far from here. Here's a pass to the baseline, and it's out of reach. Ingram is looking for Maddie Duncan. And Maddie Duncan, surprisingly, has not scored in this game. And particularly surprising, it's at a little ceremony before the game, she got the signed kind of an award at basketball, as she is a 1,000-point scorer for Peru. And only, and she's just been very, very good in her career here. We're going to have a foul in the middle. Kylie Diaz will pick up her first and Peru's fourth. And Diaz comes out. Back in will come Natasha Deal. So they'll take out the 6'1 freshman and come back in with a 5'8" junior. Benedictine putting in a play at their offensive end, trailing now by three. Here's Nicholson. Kennedy comes out on top, driving to the right side, falling away. The shot rains, won't go in, and the rebound out of play. Raven basketball. They're going to reset the shot clock again to 20. It's a kind of a tricky deal whether or not to reset the shot clock, but the official's doing a very nice job of helping coach the scoreboard staff. The feed comes in. Dubert's layup. Good. Or excuse me, not Dubert, but Nicole Stork's layup. Nicole's first points of the game. 23-22 Peru. 4:35 to play in the half. Bobcats back down court, but they're way up high. Olivia Williams, she was looking at, she was kind of winding up, going to go for that long, hard skip pass, and then thought maybe, no, that's a bad idea. Now she'll lose the handle on it. Reigns goes headlong for the basketball. They get knotted up on the floor. A little flash of emotion from both players as they're talking to each other out on the court now. And now the officials will have a little power. I'm sure that they're just going to make sure that they are aware. Making sure that everybody's aware of what's going on. And we're going to have a foul called on that little exchange on Peru State. So the officials came over and talked about it, and they said, you know what? Olivia Williams commits the foul. It'll be her first foul. That's team foul five, but an offensive foul results in no free throws being shot. And here comes Hallie Kramer down floor with it. Lady Ravens back on offense. 4 minutes to go in the opening half. BC bit of basketball trailing up by one. The pass underneath looking for Nicholson is going to be slapped away. Going to be lost out of bounds. Touch last by Natasha Deal. Ravens are going to be putting it in play with 14 on the shot clock. Down by one. It is 23-22. This Peru team Monday night came away with a hard-fought two-point win over Park. Over to the left side is going to come Stork. Out on top, Allie Kramer. Kramer starts right, drives left. Thought about the 14-footer, doesn't. Goes to Jacobs. She goes up, charge. Jennifer Jacobs, second foul of the game. Both of them have been player control fouls. And now back in for Benedict and one. Now two, now three substitutions. End of the game, Lauren Dubert. Also back in, Josie Weiser. And checking in for the first time tonight will be the 5'8" freshman from Lenexa, Kansas. That's going to be Riley Brueggemann. 23-22, Peru State in front. At 3:45 to go and rolling along in the opening half. Bobcats will get into the forecourt on the long outlet pass to Diaz. But she'll feed it back out on top to Ingram. Ingram skip pass to the right side. It's going to be Stewart. Lobs it over to the left. Here's a three. Set sail. In and out. No good. Rebound, Benedictine. The board pulled down by Lauren Dubert. Dubert gets it into the forecourt. Goes left side. Brueggemann. 3:20 to go. And now Brueggemann has it. Backs away. Loses the handle. Dishes it over. 15-footer. Good, Jacobs. Jennifer Jacobs has a half dozen. And Benedictine goes back in front by one at 24-23. 3:05 to go in the first half. Peru down to the baseline. It's up. Blocked away. Knocked out of bounds. Jacobs with the block. And now she will come out of the game for Miss Uraka. So you got Miss Uraka, Stork, Weiser, Dubert, and Brueggemann. There's your Lady Raven five at 2:59 to go, first half. Peru with the basketball, trailing by one. Out on top of it is going to be Stewart. Samantha goes left, dumps it into the corner. Deal will go three, miss it. Rebound, Ravens. Brueggemann. Riley up court with it. Plays off the screen by Miss Uraka. Keeps the dribble alive. Now cuts down the right side. Loses the handle. Goes back. Picks it up. Goes to Kyra. 2.5 to go. Back to Brueggemann. 12 on the shot clock. Brueggemann kicks it over to the right side. Feeds underneath to Kyra. 6 seconds. 5. Kyra drives in. Power move. Shot no good. Rebound underneath. It's going to be Diaz. And then Benedictine trying to get the ball away in the backcourt. Will come in a foul. The foul is going to be on Nicole Stork. It'll be her second. And with that, we're going to get a walk to the other end of the floor where Peru State will come to the line for a pair of shots. We've never gotten the fouls up on the scoreboard, but I'm sure it was Miss Uraka, or rather on Stork. Here's a free throw. Up. Won't go in. Ravens continue to lead at 24-23. Diaz still looks for her first point of the game. This one is going to go up. Misses that one also. Kyra with the rebound. Here comes BC. Ravens running into the forecourt. Dubert down the right side. Plays off the screen. Around to the left. Dumps it to the corner. Josie goes three. Nails it. Josie Weiser. Second three of the game. 8 points for Weiser. And the Ravens go up now 27-23. We go inside 2 minutes ago in the half. Baseball pass right side in front of the Raven bench. 3-point shot, no good. Rebound, BC. Dubert back up court with it again. Bringing it up against Maddie Duncan. Goes all the way to the right edge. Top side it goes to Dubert. Here's Stork for three. Off the mark. Tipped out. Pulled down Peru. Now these teams are just running up and down the floor. Ingram to the left side. Goes into the lane, loses the handle. Picked up Josie. She's up court one on two. Weiser slows down, lays it back behind her. Hubert, top side, Miss Uraka. Now into the lane. Stork, left hand, got it. Stork quickly with four. 29-23. We're at a minute 15 to go in the opening half. Benedictine has forged the lead, and now the upcourt pass is going to be kicked away by Dubert. Miss Uraka comes out of the game for Coach Folsom, and back in comes Riley Roddinghouse. Benedictine is also going to run Allie Kramer into the game and Kennedy Nicholson. One 12 left in the half. We got, and the inbound pass stolen. Allie Kramer coming up with a steal. Kicks it right side. Kennedy shoots, gets fouled. Nicholson was taking it to the rack, goes all the way down the right side, and a foul by Haley Ingram will be her second. And at the free throw line for Benedictine, here comes Kennedy Nicholson. And Kennedy also looking for her first point of the game. This will be her first free throw of the night. It is up and not good. And Benedictine having some serious struggles at the free throw line, where they are now one of four. Peru not much better. Two of six. Second free throw. Short. Missed that one. Rebound. Roddinghouse goes out, gets it, gets tied up. Ravens have the ball. Possession arrow to Benedictine. Stork, Roddinghouse, Weiser, Kramer, Nicholson. The Benedictine players on the court with a minute five to go in the half. It'll come into Josie, Nicole, Riley, Kennedy. BC works the perimeter. Back out on top, it'll come to Allie. Kramer backs in, kicks it out on top. Uncontested, Roddinghouse three. Nope. Rebound tipped around. Stork clears it down in traffic. Stork goes to the floor. Duncan goes to the floor, and a foul is going to be on Maddie Duncan. It'll be her first personal, but Benedictine will come to the free throw line as they have moved into the bonus with 49 seconds to go in the opening half. BC leads it by a half dozen. Nicole at the free throw line gets it. And Benedictine, one of five at the free throw line before that shot. This one, short. Rebound underneath, Roddinghouse follows and misses. Rebound Josie follows and misses. Rebound Roddinghouse knocked out of her hands. She got fouled. The foul is going to be on Kylie Diaz. She will have her second foul of the game. Three players for Peru State with two fouls each. Ingram, Larry, and now Kylie Diaz. Coming to the free throw line for Benedictine, Riley Roddinghouse. Riley has not scored in the game yet tonight either. So two of Benedictine's starting five, still with no points on the board. Free throw. Got it. Riley Roddinghouse will have her first point of the ball game to push the Raven lead to eight. It's 31-23. And the second one, it'll go in. 32-23. So Benedictine back up by nine. They've led by as many as 10. Three with the ball, top side. Ingram thought about going three, then doesn't. Here's Duncan with it. She'll drive down to the free throw line, keep the dribble alive all the way to the block. Now feeds into the lane, falling away. The shot spins out. Rebound, Roddinghouse, and Benedictine up four with it. Shot clock's off. Lady Ravens are going to get the final shot. The question is, can they take a double-digit lead in at halftime? 10 seconds, down nine. Roddinghouse on top. Over to Kramer. Here's a long three. Josie off the mark with three. And Peru State's just going to let it run out. That's it. Halftime in the ladies' game. We'll be back to summarize it for you as the teams head off the floor. It's the Benedictine Lady Ravens 32, Peru State 23.
Subway makes it their priority to serve you the delicious meals you love in the easiest, safest ways possible. Order in-store, online, or through the Subway app for carryout service. And with so many sandwich and salad options, everyone in the family will be happy. Check out their fresh melts, signature wraps, no birdie bowls, and amazing salads. At Subway, under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Hundley Liquor is your hometown liquor store with everything you can imagine. Whether you're in the mood to finish a great day by kicking back and drinking a domestic or imported beer, or maybe even a fine wine to pair with your dinner tonight, whatever your need, look no further. Hundley Liquor at 119 South 9th Street has got it. Beer, wine, spirits. Hundley Liquor, hometown friendly, hometown helpful in Atchison.
Ladies have gone to the break at halftime, and Benedictine, it's kind of a seesaw game. Lady Ravens jumped out, got a nice start, got up by 10 at 18-8. Saw Peru battle back, tie the game at 20, and take a lead at 23-20. So there was a point at which Peru State had outscored Benedictine 15-2, okay, between the last couple of minutes of the first quarter and the first few minutes of the second quarter. But then the Lady Ravens finished with a 12-0 flurry. So it's been a matter of runs by these teams. I mean, one team will start scoring a bunch, and the other team scores a bunch, and right now, Benedictine up 9 at the break. Let's summarize the opening half scoring for you. First of all, for Peru State, leading the way with 8 points. How about Olivia Williams? She's been absolutely outstanding. 5 apiece for both Kaylin Larry and Samantha Stewart. Emma Ingram had 4 in the first half, and Natasha Deal with 1. For Benedictine, 8 players in the scoring column at intermission. And much like Peru, Benedictine's led by a player with 8, Josie Weiser. A couple of threes on her way to 8 first half points for BC. Jennifer Jacobs has a half a dozen, and off the bench, Nicole Stork, another 5. So the ladies, Ravens bench scoring, and I haven't even looked at that yet on stats. Lady Ravens bench scoring has been very, very good. Aaliyah Raines has 4 first half points, and Allie Kramer has 3. Then it's 2 apiece for Lauren Dubert, Riley Rottinghouse, and Kyra Mishiraka. Riley Rottinghouse got her 2 points on a couple of free throws, as she's 0 of 6 from the floor. We can see if we can get some halftime numbers here. Benedictine out shooting Peru by a slim 37-31% margins. BC from the outside is 2 of 8. Peru State has not helped themselves at 1 of 7 outside shooting. And at the free throw line, let's just be real honest, both of these teams are struggling, okay? Peru State 1 of 7 at the free throw line, and Benedictine 2 of 8. So, not great shooting for either of these teams there. Peru State's turned it over 11 times, and Benedictine has taken good advantage of that, scoring 14 points off those 11 turnovers. And Benedictine has out-rebounded Peru to the tune of 23-17. All said and done, even though they had a kind of a stretch, they got very cold. It was a good first half for the Benedictine women. And we're looking forward to bringing you the second half here on Cheer Radio. Again, the guys game coming up shortly. Men are out of the court warming up for that right now. That said, we're going to take a little bit of a break. Time out here on the floor. It's halftime of the women's game. We'll be back bringing the second half, but with that intermission score, Benedictine 32, Peru State 23. Back we go to Ray. He's in the Cheer Radio Sports Studio with halftime.
There's only so much that can be said here, literally, about Skyway Vapes at 711 Commercial Street in downtown Atchison. But the keys are this. The friendly, knowledgeable staff will lead you through the many lines of juices, the large variety of mods and kits, and some of the most affordable, reliable, and many-flavored disposables in the area. They have alternative vaping products, too. Wink, wink. Did I mention 90 varieties of wildberry incense and locally made beard oil? Skyway Vapes, downtown Atchison. 711 Commercial Street.
Ready to reclaim your active lifestyle? Amberwell Orthopedic and Pain Management Specialists offer joint replacements, injury care, chronic pain treatments, and more. With clinics in Atchison, Hiawatha, and Lansing, and procedures performed in both Atchison and Hiawatha, they're here to bring back your mobility. Say goodbye to pain and hello to a vibrant life. Call 913-358-0807 to schedule your consultation today. Your journey to wellness is closer than you think.
Get your tan on at Snap Fitness. You don't have to be a Snap Fitness member to take advantage of their great tanning deals. With three tanning beds, appointments are available from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. and 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. on Monday through Thursdays and 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. on Fridays and Saturdays. Call them at 913-367-1511 to schedule. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness, 409 Commercial in Atchison.
Stop by Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill for lunch or dinner. Try their signature stack burgers or chicken strip basket, original or honey barbecue sauced and tossed. Top it off with a classic DQ treat like a hot fudge sundae, dipped cone, or one of the many Blizzard flavors. All right now at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Happy tastes good.
And good evening, Care Country. Ray Penning back here at the Care Radio Sports Studios with your halftime. Our halftime score of the women's game tonight, Benedictine 32, Peru State 23. Looking at other scores last night in Big 12 action, the Kansas State Wildcats, in overtime fashion, beat Baylor 68-64. Arthur Kaluma had a four-point play to end the game and win it for the Cats in overtime, who remarkably have not lost an overtime game with Jerome Tang as head coach. Meanwhile, the Kansas Jayhawks traveled to Stillwater, Oklahoma, and took care of Oklahoma State rather handily, 90-66. We're going to take a short break. We're going to come back and look at that weather forecast right after this.
Are you confused about the stock market? Do you feel like you're taking too much risk? Do you just feel lost at times on what to do? If you are looking for investment guidance in these uncertain times, Hamada Wealth Management is here to assist. Ken Hamada with Hamada Wealth Management has been helping retirees with their income and retirement plans for over 24 years. If you are looking for some direction with your investment and retirement portfolio, they invite you to give them a call. They'll be happy to sit down and review your financial goals, make sure your investments are in tune with your objectives, and finally, make sure you're not taking too much risk. At Hamada Wealth Management, they believe it's important to not just make money, but preserve it. To schedule your income and retirement plan review, give Ken a call at 913-379-8690. That's 913-379-8690. Or search online at Hamada Wealth, Atchison, Kansas. Securities offered through Avantax Investment Services, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Avantax Advisory Services.
Ray Penning back here, Care Radio Sports Studios, with your halftime of the ladies' game. Benedictine is up on Peru State 32-23 with the halftime score. It is currently 27 degrees with a feels like of 21 here in downtown Atchison. We're going to take another short break. We're going to come back and look at other scores across the Heart of America Athletic Conference. Ladies' scores tonight and guys' games to follow.
You thirsty?
I sure am.
Quench your thirst for an ice-cold beer or beverage at High Voltage Bar and Dance in downtown Atchison.
We have the cheapest and coldest selection of liquor and brews to scratch that itch.
Enjoy two floors of music and entertainment.
Hit the dance floor to live music on weekends and line dancing and karaoke on Wednesdays and Thursdays.
It's electric at High Voltage. See you this afternoon or evening if you're feeling right from 4 p.m. to past midnight.
Must be 21 and over. High Voltage Bar and Dance, 711 Commercial Street.
Do you know how to recognize a phone scam? At Union State Bank, we're focused on keeping your financial future secure, and that means providing the information you need to keep your accounts protected. There are several red flags that can help you recognize a scam, such as a request for sensitive information or the promise that you'll get a prize. You can learn more about how to recognize a phone scam at mybankusb.com or visit one of our 8 convenient USB locations for valuable information about how to protect your assets. NMLS 654946, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
Why not start the new season with a visit to an old friend? Mueller's Locker Room, locally owned and operated. Mueller's is Atchison's original sports bar and grill and has been the hot spot for good times since 1988. With a wide selection of great foods and great beer, wine, and spirits, you always win at Mueller's. In the dugout or on the deck, let Mueller's be your locker room. Mueller's Locker Room, 120 South 2nd in Atchison, your sports bar for all seasons.
Looking around other scores across the Heart of America Athletic Conference tonight, Baker, the Baker ladies, over Missouri Valley, 60-49. Remember to stay tuned. We got the guys' game coming up following the ladies' contest shortly thereafter. We're going to take a quick break, and then we're going to rejoin Tom Couch courtside for second half action as you're listening to Raven Basketball on Hot Country 93.7.
Do you know how to recognize a phone scam? At Union State Bank, we're focused on keeping your financial future secure, and that means providing the information you need to keep your accounts protected. There are several red flags that can help you recognize a scam, such as a request for sensitive information or the promise that you'll get a prize. You can learn more about how to recognize a phone scam at mybankusb.com or visit one of our 8 convenient USB locations for valuable information about how to protect your assets. NMLS 654946, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
Atchison Auto Parts is your locally owned and operated independent NAPA dealer. With a team of experienced employees that have a lifelong passion for the auto industry, they provide top quality parts and exceptional service. They are all car guys who care about getting you the right parts. And with locations in Leavenworth and Smithville, they can get that part same day if not on their shelves. Open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Hi, this is Dan Rapplinger from Exchange Bank. You know, banking is so much better when you have friends that you know and trust. The kind you find at Exchange Bank. When it's time for a new car, a new house, or even a line of credit for your business, turn to us. We'll be there with you every step of the way. Exchange Bank, we're your friend and your banking partner. Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
Exchange Bank and Trust. Community-minded, that's my bank.
Ready to reclaim your active lifestyle? Amberwell Orthopedic and Pain Management Specialists offer joint replacements, injury care, chronic pain treatments, and more. With clinics in Atchison, Hiawatha, and Lansing, and procedures performed in both Atchison and Hiawatha, they're here to bring back your mobility. Say goodbye to pain and hello to a vibrant life. Call 913-358-0807 to schedule your consultation today. Your journey to wellness is closer than you think.
Hey, welcome back to the Al Wheeler Activity Center. We're here on the campus of Peru State College in Peru, Nebraska, where halftime of the ladies' game finds the Benedictine ladies in front, 32-23 over their hosts of Peru. Welcome back, everybody. Ray is our man in the studio tonight, producing and engineering. Ray, appreciate you. Thank you much, sir. Tom Counts with you here courtside. Both teams going through some final preparation warm-ups, get set to go to the second half, and tell you what, you look at the numbers, you look at the teams out of the court, and Benedictine has played well, and Peru State's a team that's been improving as the season's gone on, okay? Peru State winning in their last outing, 2-point victory in their last game, and look at it, they were hoping to put together a little streak. Benedictine had run into a little bit of a tough patch, having lost, in fact, back-to-back ball games coming in here tonight. Looking to get the ship righted on the road. Never an easy thing to do, but a couple of really nice runs by Benedictine, and particularly the one that ended the first half where they outscored Peru 12-0 in the last, I'm just looking at my notes here, 23, in the last 5:37. Of the second quarter, Peru State did not score a point, and Benedictine outscored them 12-0. So That's pretty good business for the Lady Ravens. And that said, Benedictine did not shoot especially well. Again, only 2 of 8 from three-point range and struggled a little bit at the free throw line, didn't have the free throws, and yet have a 9-point lead as we go to the second half. Looks like for Peru, it'll be the original starting five, Ingram, Duncan, Williams, Stewart, and Larry. For Benedictine, similarly, the original starting five. We've got Nicholson, Kramer, Jacobs, Reigns, and Roddinghouse. We're underway. Second half. Here we go. Peru goes quickly over to the left side into the hands of Duncan. She'll feed to the baseline, and a baseline jumper up and good. Olivia Williams is the first player to get a double-figure scoring. She's got 10. 32-25. We were just a few seconds into the second half. Peru State, you can see that they are going to get a little more aggressive maybe with the ball. Here's a nice spinning shot from the right side. Jennifer Jacobs, 8 points. 34-25. Lady Ravens go right back up by 9 with 9:20 to go in the third quarter. Peru down the floor with it. Comes off on top. Bobcats give it up to the top of the key. That's going to be Williams with it. Dumps it back over to the left side. Stewart starts into the lane. There's a collision. There's a body on the floor. Let's see what the foul's going to be. It is going to be on Jennifer Jacobs. And Jacobs very quickly will pick up foul number 3. 9:10 to go in the third quarter. She's going to check out. And back in is going to come to Cole Stork. So Stork in less than a minute into the second half. Now layup off the inbound play is going to be up and good by Kaylin Larry. She's got 7. 34-27 Benedictine. A minute into the third quarter. Ravens are going to get into the fourth quarter, work the ball around the perimeter where Kennedy Nicholson will dump it over to the left block. We're going to way back into the lane. The turnaround shot is going to be up, and it won't go in for Kramer. And on the rebound, I think Allie was on top of a player. She was. It'll be Allie Kramer's second foul and Benedictine's second third quarter foul. And we're barely underway. 8:48 to go in the third. Peru up the floor. Jumps it over to the left side to Duncan. Duncan brings it back. Larry, shot, no. Gets her own rebound. Horses it up. No foul. Rebound off the ball. Benedictine. Nicholson up the floor with him. Skips it over to the left side. Kramer accelerates to the baseline. Dishes it across. Gets it to Reigns. Out on top. Roddinghouse, 3. Yeah! Riley Roddinghouse has 5. 37-27 in Benedictine. For the second time in a game, has a double-digit lead. 8:10 to play in the first half. Peru starts left, comes back right. Larry pulls up the long 2, knocks it down. Kaylin Larry with 9. 37-29. And Peru did not take a lot of time. Got down the floor, got their first good, I mean, really halfway good look at the rim and set it on its way. BC will put it up. Nicholson, jumper for a long 2. So Kennedy Nicholson's first point to the game. Back up 10 goes Benedictine. 7.5 to go in the third quarter. Peru will kick it down to the baseline and a little entry pass into the hands of Olivia Williams, and I don't think she was ready for it. It kind of bounces off her hands, goes out of bounds, and a break for the Lady Ravens, and Benedictine will be back up the floor. For BC, another road game before they finally get back to the Nolan coming up Saturday. We'll have it for you on KR Radio. Benedictine will be traveling to Clark. And here's a pass knocked away and out of bounds. Coach Holton, not real happy with that call. And here's the deal, by the way, just so you know, the geography of where we're sitting here at the scorer's table. As you're well aware, I don't like the scorer's table much. It's so close to the action, it's hard to see sometimes. Players and officials and the like kind of obscure the view sometimes. But what it does, though, is provide the opportunity to hear the coaches and see the coaches. Now, here's a shot for 3 by Peru's Haley Ingram that's wide left and out of bounds on the fly. Benedict back up court. My point in all that is you very frequently in this game and possibly also in the next game, you're the head coach or Benedictine whose bench I am sitting adjacent to. You'll be able to hear them clearly, I suspect, in the background. And Coach Folsom right now on a knee, coaching his team. Here's Kennedy Nicholson, goes in a couple extra steps, no travel. And as it goes down to the baseline, Kramer comes down with the ball, was looking for a teammate, but could not find an open player. It's going to go out of bounds. Peru with the basketball. 6:40 to go here in the third quarter. Now driving in, the shot from the left side is up and good by Stewart, plus one. The foul is going to be on Aaliyah Raines. It'll be Raines' second foul. Now we're going to get Allie Kramer coming out, being replaced by Lauren Dubert. Benedictin will take Riley Rodinghouse out and bring Kyra Mishiraka into the game. And for Peru State, an opportunity at the conventional three for Samantha Stewart. She's one of two at the line tonight. That one is good. And she has eight. 39-32. Benedictin with 6.5 to go in the third quarter. Dubert races up the court with the Lady Ravens basketball. Nicholson will look to the middle, gets it back over to Raines. She'll attack, draw the defense to her, pass across the lane, making for an easy layup for Nicole Stork. 41-32, Benedictin. That was a great job by the Lady Ravens. Here's a shot from the outside for three. Won't fall. Mishiraka rebounds it down. Dubert has the ball knocked away from her. Will dive on the ball and slides across the floor as she and Peru State's Samantha Stewart are both locked onto the ball, sliding across. Now they're both looking at their wrists and elbows because that had to be a rough slide. It'll be Benedictine ball because as they both stopped sliding on the floor, well, Stewart was laying on the sideline. So it'll be off Peru State. BC brings it in. Now the pass into the middle. Gets away. It's on the floor. Diaz back into the game. And it'll be picked up by Kylie. Here comes Peru State. 5:40 to go. Pass over to the left side. The baseline three. No. Diaz rebound. Shot blocked by Mishiraka. What a play by Kyra. That's that thing away. BC up the floor. Here's Dubert. Jumps it left. Nicholson alone. Goes three. Hits three. Kennedy Nicholson pushes the Lady Raven lead to its largest at 44-32. 5:15 to play in the third quarter. BC getting set to go to the bench, and it'll be Riley Wade getting set to check in. So Riley will come into the game for the first time this evening. The 5'9" senior from Olathe, Kansas. And Peru on offense. Bobcats going from right to left here in the second half. And those home whites with blue. Lady Ravens in the traveling black with red and white. Diaz tries to back in. Nothing doing. Now she'll kick it over to the left side. Gets it to Maddie Duncan. Has it stripped away, but rescued on top by Stewart. Samantha goes back over to the left to Duncan. She'll have the ball knocked away from her again. Here comes Nicholson to the Ravens on the run. Kennedy down the left side. A defender reaches in once, missed. Reaches in twice, commits the foul. On the first kind of swat at the ball, Olivia Williams got away. No foul. Second time, not so fortunate. Williams has foul number two. And Peru State, foul number one of the third quarter. Benedictine, by the way, has committed four third quarter fouls. The ball comes in play, and Riley Wade will take it, feeds underneath, and the shot is up and good for three. We're going to get a Bobcat timeout as head coach Jason Smith is all the way across midcourt, having a word with the officials. He did not like how that had gone. We're taking a break. Timeout, Ray at 4:40 to go in the third quarter. Benedictine 47, Peru 32.
Hundley Liquor is your hometown liquor store with everything you can imagine. Whether you're in the mood to finish a great day by kicking back and drinking a domestic or imported beer, or maybe even a fine wine to pair with your dinner tonight, whatever your need, look no further. Hundley Liquor at 119 South 9th Street has got it. Beer, wine, spirits. Hundley Liquor, hometown friendly, hometown helpful in Atchison.
quit you hearing the Al Wheeler. 4:40 to go in the third quarter. Benedictine is pushed to its largest lead of the evening. They're in front of Peru State, 47-32 on the road here tonight. Welcome back, everybody, with Gray in the studio. Tom Council here courtside. Peru State head coach Jason Smith, in his first season, really miffed with the officials on that last play. He did not like the call, but Benedictine did. Ravens take advantage, hit the long three by Lauren Dubert. And BC is up now 15. Now the ball in the backcourt, and diving on it is going to be Dubert. Is it a jump ball? It is. No foul. Jump ball called. Maddie Duncan is going to check back out of the game. I can't believe Maddie hasn't scored yet today. I mean, she's usually a very, very good offensive player, but so far this afternoon or this evening now, so far Maddie Duncan for Peru State still scoreless. The ball's going to come into Diaz, and back over to the left side is Williams. Olivia goes baseline, feeds in the middle, Diaz loses the handle, picks it back up, little hook pass out on top to Ingram, now feed down to the baseline left, and Williams for two. Olivia Williams continues to lead Peru State in scoring, and she's got a dozen. 47-34, Benedictine. 4:15 to go in the third quarter. So Lady Ravens are back on offense. Bradley Wade will kick it over to Nicholson out on top. Kyra Mishiraka will look to the middle. Dribble the ball a couple of times. Kicks it back over to the right. Yeah, I know. Fives aren't supposed to dribble. Topside Nicholson. Tries a juker defender. Can't get away. Shot clock at six. Back over to the right side is Dubert. She'll step into the baseline. Put one on its way. Misses. Rebound comes back to Benedictine. Another three for Dubert. Misses it. Rebound. Tipped around. And I think they're going to call Josie for a foul. She throws her hands in the air in amazement. And they're going to call this a shooting-type violation. So here's what we've got. Doing a little paperwork here. Josie Weiser will have her second foul, Benedictine's fifth. Third quarter team foul. And coming to the line for Peru State, Haley Ingram. 4 points tonight. Has not had a free throw opportunity this evening. She's 2 of 8 shooting the ball from the floor. Her first free throw is perfect. Drops right through the bottom of the net. Ingram has 5. It's 47, 35, and 36 as Haley will hit both of them. 3:40 to go in the third. And Ravens are going to walk it up the floor. Here's Dubert. Swings it left side to Josie. Accelerates to the baseline. Dumps it across. Nicholson passes up the three. Kicks it out. Dubert will go three. Gets it somehow. That was a crazy shot that hit the back of the rim. It just kind of died and then rolled in. Dubert's second three of the third quarter. Now Benedictine is going to steal the upcourt play. Dubert gets tied up at midcourt, and we're going to get a jump ball right in front of us here. Lauren Dubert gets tangled up with Samantha Stewart. Stewart, a 5'8" senior. Dubert, a 5'7" junior. And it'll be Lady Raven basketball at midcourt. 3:10 and rolling along here in quarter number three. Benedictine has gone up now 50-36. They've led by as many as 15 a little bit ago. That's a pretty pass and a behind the head layup for Lauren Dubert. Having a huge third quarter. That is her 8th point here in the third. Now Benedictine is going to bat away the upcourt pass. Here comes Nicholson. The Ravens have number. Right side, Dubert passes up the shot. Nicholson will take it. Hits the back of the rim with a long rebound. Turned away by Stewart for Peru State. Stewart runs into the forecourt but finds herself 1-on-3 and wisely brings the ball back out on top with 2.5 to go in the third quarter. The feed into the middle. Batted away. Ravens are going to go up with a steal. Riley Wade comes up. Lobs it down to the right side to Dubert. Feeds underneath. All alone. And the layup missed by Weiser. Rebounded Benedictine, and now it's going to be knocked out of Weiser's hands. And Josie was all alone on the left side, and she's got a look of frustration. And she just missed a layup, and those things happen sometimes. Fortunately for Benedictine, they're going to maintain possession of the basketball with 2:18 to go in the quarter. Allie Kramer's going to come back in, but before BC will put the ball in play, we're going to get a Peru timeout. So, Ray, we're taking a break with the Lady Bobcats. We're at 2:18 to go in the third women's college basketball, where it is Benedictine 52, Peru State 36.
Subway makes it their priority to serve you the delicious meals you love in the easiest, safest ways possible. Order in-store, online, or through the Subway app for carryout service. And with so many sandwich and salad options, everyone in the family will be happy. Check out their fresh melts, signature wraps, no bready bowls, and amazing salads. At Subway, under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Coming out of the timeout, Benedictine is on the court with Miss Uraka, Reigns, Wade, Dubert, and Kramer. I'm sure we've seen this five out there. Here's another feed underneath to Josie. This time she'll put it on the floor once, goes up and hits it. Josie had a very determined look that time, and she picks up her 10th point of the game. Ravens go up now 54-36. BC up 18. It's their largest lead of the game, and we're down to 2:02 to go. First eight on offense. Here's Hayley Ingram to the free throw line. Takes it there to Williams. Back over to the left side and a cross court pass to Duncan. And there's her first point of the game. Maddie Duncan hits a three. Maddie Duncan. Newest inductee of the 1,000-point club here at Peru. 54-39. And we've got a minute 40 to play third quarter. Josie will bring it out on top to Wade. Back over to the left side. Driving in, the shot goes up, and we're going to have a Peru foul. Nice job of driving it down the right side and getting a quick first step by Allie Kramer. She starts to go up with the shot and draws a foul coming to the free throw line. Allie Kramer for two. Allie is one of three at the line tonight. 3 points, all of them in the first half. First one here is up and in. By the way, as you are keeping your scorebook at home, and I'm sure you are, the foul is going to be on Maddie Duncan for Peru. That'll be her third foul, by the way, or her second foul coming here in the third quarter. Second free throw will not go in, and the rebound to Peru slapped out of bounds by Josie Weiser. 55-39 BC. We got a minute 29 to go. Third quarter. Bobcats up the floor. Here's a long three left side. Wow, what a shot. Samantha Stewart. Going to be her first three of the game. 55-42. 75 seconds left. First half. The pass took it for Weiser. Slapped out of bounds by Sammy. Does she mind if I call her Sammy, do you think? She'd be all right with that? Okay, that's good. Minute five to go. Here's BC, but the ball comes back up topside. Dubert looks in, gets it there to Kyra. Kyra has a word with Josie, says, okay, I'm going to toss this to you. Now the ball's loose on the floor, and Ravens are going to get a timeout. Taking a break, Joseph, as Benedictine dives on the ball and gets a timeout called, and we're taking it. 53 seconds to go in the third quarter. Lady Ravens 55, Peru State 42.
The six-pack and a pound is now $2 off at Taco John's. But what's the right occasion to enjoy six crunchy tacos loaded with seasoned beef plus a pound of potato olave? How about date night, movie night, thousand-piece puzzle night, picnics in the park, picnics in your kitchen, camping, tailgates, anniversaries, bribing friends, bribing pets, bribing yourself, birthdays, holidays, and any day that ends in Y? To name a few. The six-pack and a pound, now $2 off, only from Taco John's. Bigger, bolder, better. Download the app, earn free food.
Benedictine head coach Chad Folsom saved his team a possession, very likely, right there, by getting that timeout called. So BC will be putting it in play, and it'll be Josie Weiser to do the inbound work. Mr. Rocca, Wade, Weiser, Dubert, Kramer on the court for the Lady Ravens. We're in the last minute of the third quarter. Benedictine has the ball up 13. Riley Wade, skip pass over to the left side. Now long cross court. Here's Dubert for three. Yeah. How about that, Lauren Dubert? That is her third three and her 11th point of the quarter. Now the upcourt pass is batted away by Dubert. It's on the floor. Peru State in some trouble, and Dubert's going to steal it away. And now it's going to be back by Peru, and we're going to get a whistle. Wow, Lauren Dubert, that was just bulldog tough by Lauren. And a foul is going to be on Natasha Deal, her first. Peru's only committed three fouls in this third quarter. Ravens have put Peru at the free throw line a little bit already. And it'll be Josie Weiser to inbound it. Josie, I JCN grad. 20 seconds to go in the quarter. Shot clock is off. Here's Allie Kramer. Allie eases over to the left side. Keeps the dribble alive. Gets it back to Dubert. 7 seconds. Dubert will drive in. Underhand shot goes up. Won't go in, but she succeeded in doing what I think her intent was all along, and that is to draw the foul inside the block. The whistle is going to be on Stewart. And my new best friend Sammy has her second foul in the game. 4 seconds to go in the third. And coming to the line for Benedictine is going to be Lauren Dubert. She has not had a free throw tonight, but she's shooting well. 5 of 11 from the floor, including 3 of 5 three-point shooting tonight. The free throw for Lauren, in, out, and in. So, again, another shot that did not look like it might be going to fall in does. She's got 12 points in the third quarter, 14 in the game. And that one is good also. It is 57 to 42. 3 seconds, 2 seconds, a shot at the buzzer. Not going to go in, and we are three quarters through here in Peru, Nebraska. We'll be back with a fourth. It's all Lady Raymond's Benedictine 60, Peru State 42.
Are you confused about the stock market? Do you feel like you're taking too much risk? Do you just feel lost at times on what to do? If you are looking for investment guidance in these uncertain times, Hamada Wealth Management is here to assist. Ken Hamada with Hamada Wealth Management has been helping retirees with their income and retirement plans for over 24 years. If you are looking for some direction with your investment and retirement portfolio, they invite you to give them a call. They'll be happy to sit down and review your financial goals, make sure your investments are in tune with your objectives, and finally, make sure you're not taking too much risk. At Hamada Wealth Management, they believe it's important to not just make money, but preserve it. To schedule your income and retirement plan review, give Ken a call at 913-379-8690. That's 913-379-8690. Or search online at Hamada Wealth, Atchison, Kansas. Securities offered through Avantax Investment Services, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Avantax Advisory Services.
That's Ray back there in the Care Studios, taking care of us, producing and engineering. Ray, appreciate you, man. We go to the fourth quarter here in the ladies' game in Peru, Nebraska with Benedictine. On defense, leading 60-42. Welcome back, everybody. Tom Counts with you here courtside. And Lady Bobcats were outscored badly, 28-19 in that quarter, the third quarter, as Benedictine has put together its largest lead of the game. And a quick Peru shot misses, and BC comes up the floor. Here comes Dubert, coast to coast. And as she goes to the other end, she was going to go for a driving layup, and a defender says, no, can't allow that. And we're going to get a foul on Olivia. Williams will have her third foul of the game and the first fourth quarter foul by Peru State. 9:40 to go. Now here's a three for Nicholson, and their fishes are going to wave that off. A foul off the ball, and Jennifer Jacobs has had some struggles with that. Jennifer picked up her third foul of the game and came out with 9:10 to go in the third quarter. She's going to pick that one up with 9:37. So that one was even quicker, 23 seconds in. And here comes Peru up court with the basketball. Jennifer's had limited playing time tonight because of her fouls. Bobcats with the basketball, 9:20 to go in the ball game. Benedictine in front by 18. The dish over to the right side, Bobcats. They're being really more patient than I thought they might be. And as the shot goes up by Stewart, she will be fouled by Lauren. And Dubert will have foul number one. And it'll be foul one for Benedictine during the fourth quarter. at the free throw line. The shot, you know, just coming up a little bit short. Samantha Stewart. Samantha with 11 points is, what, 2 now out of 4 at the free throw line. This one is up and good. And with her second free throw and her 12th point, she ties teammate Olivia Williams for team scoring honors. But for Benedictine, well, Lady Ravens are being led by Lauren Dubert. 15 points through 3 quarters. Also double figures for BC, Josie Weiser with 10. And now we've got a Peru player on the floor, and a Benedictine player kind of stumbles over her. And a foul is going to be whistled on Riley Rodinghouse. So Riley will pick up a second personal foul. And Benedictine, 1 minute into the fourth quarter, has fouled 3 times. Going to give Peru some free throw opportunities. When you're trailing by 18, nothing better than getting a chance to score with no time coming off. Here's a baseline shot. Blocked! Nice block by Riley Rodinghouse. Peru's able to rescue it and bring it on top, where the 3 from straight away is coming up short. And Dubert rebounds it down over the shoulder. It goes down the floor. Head fake. And the shot is going to go up. No foul is going to be called. And I'm going to tell you that Aaliyah Reyes is really, really disappointed that she's not coming to the free throw line here. However, Benedictine will be putting it in play at their offensive end. 8.5 to go in the game. 60-43. BC lobs it in, and it's going to be batted around. Ravens are going to save it. We've got players crashing into the bench. We've got players falling on the floor. We're going to have the fourth foul of the game by Olivia Williams. BC players are setting the chairs back up as players crashed into it. Bodies were flying everywhere. 8:29 to go in the game, and I think they're doing some housekeeping now. Somebody's got a towel toweling down the floor. Drinks are flying everywhere. Water bottles, airborne. Here comes Benedictine putting it back in play. Dubert will go for 3. That one's going to be too strong. And rebound underneath the Rodinghouse. And it's going to be taken away from her. Peru up the floor with it. Down the right side, it's going to come Duncan. Maddie has it right side, goes on top to Stewart. Stewart back over to goes to Larry. She'll put up a left-handed shot. Nicely done, and a plus one. The foul is going to be on Kennedy Nicholson. It is her first foul of the game. Benedictine has now committed 4 fouls in less than 2 minutes. They're going to wave off the bucket. They're going to say the foul prior to the shot, and it'll come back in again to Peru. It is 60-43, Lady Ravens. A little behind-the-back pass. The shot is up and blocked, and here's going to be a foul by Lauren Dubert. So Lauren picks up back-to-back fourth-quarter fouls. She's going to come out of the game, and back in for BC is senior point guard Allie Kramer. 8 minutes to go, and Benedictine has put their opponent at the free throw line here in the fourth. And Peru does not take advantage as the free throw by Stewart misses. 1 more shot coming, and she'll get that one. So Samantha Stewart cuts the Raven lead to 16. It is 60-44. 7:57 and rolling along here to play in the game. Guys, game's still coming up, so do not forget. Not only are we not done, we're not even halfway through a basketball evening on Care Radio. College Hoops, glad to have you with us. Top side, here's a shot. No. Rebound underneath by Reigns, and she starts to go up with it. It's going to be pulled out of her hand. Goes out of bounds off Kaylin Larry. Here's the thing about Kaylin Larry. She is nonstop motion. She's a shooter, she's a ball handler, and she is a hard defender, and she is working out there constantly. Here's the feed underneath the Rodinghouse. Nice left-handed shot off the window and good for Riley. for 7 points, 62-44. Inside 7.5 to go. Now the pass inside. They were looking for Kaitlin Larry, but BC got into the passing lane, steals it away. The kick left. The three for range, too strong. Rebound. Out of play to Benedictman. Touched by Maddie Duncan. 7:11 to go in the game. Fourth quarter's moving along slowly, and part of the reason is so many fouls, so many stoppages of play slowing this thing down. I think everybody was hoping that the guys' game would get started a little bit maybe before 8 o'clock. It's not going to. And a Raven shot from underneath misses, and here comes Marie State. Kaitlin Larry comes up the court. Now there's a collision that puts Reigns on the floor. And an offensive foul by Kaitlin Larry. Those two are very similar players. Kaitlin Larry and Aaliyah Reigns. Both of them hard-playing, very intense players who are going to do their flat best to secure the ball and help their team. Here's a feed. Reigns to Rodinghouse, who misses, but the follow is going to be in. Allie Kramer has six. Benedictine now by 20. 6.5 to go. David goes to the baseline left. Maddie's three. There it is. Maddie Duncan. 64-47. Didn't take long for Rue to come back down the floor. Driving down is going to be Stork. Over to the left side to Reigns. In the lane from eight. Nope. Got fouled. And that is going to be a fourth foul on Kaitlin Larry. So, Kaitlin will collect her fourth foul. And is she coming out? Yeah. Not real happy looking about it. As Haley Ingram is going to be in, but the wisest move the coach can make right now is get her off the floor and let her kind of catch her breath, gather herself for a minute before he'll put her back out there very shortly. You can be certain of that. Speaking of back out on the floor, back out for Benedictine, we're going to get both Riley Wade and Kyra Mishiraka right here. Reigns' first free throw is not going to get in, and Aaliyah continues to look for her fifth point of the night. 64-47. BC, second one, gets it. 65-47, Benedictine. And we're down to 6:15 to go. So it'll be Stork and Rodinghouse coming out of the game. Inbound pass is slapped away by Allie Kramer as Benedictine continues to press full court with 6:15 to go. And Bruce Dates, Natasha Deal, having trouble getting the ball in play. Natasha's at 5'8 junior from Winnebago. Inbound pass batted and saved by Prue. Ingram is able to come up with a basketball. Now the Ravens are going to knock it away from behind. It's loose on the floor. Picked up by Kramer. And now knocked out of her hands. And it's going to go out of bounds into the student section across the way and belong to Peru State. You can hear in the background, yeah, Coach Folsom looking for the TO. We're taking it. Taking a break with Benedictman. Ray, we got 6:08 to go in the ladies' game. Guys' game still coming up. The score here in Nebraska is Benedictine 65, Peru State 47.
There's only so much that can be said here, literally, about Skyway Vapes at 711 Commercial Street in downtown Atchison. But the keys are this. The friendly, knowledgeable staff will lead you through the many lines of juices, the large variety of mods and kits, and some of the most affordable, reliable, and many-flavored disposables in the area. They have alternative vaping products, too. Wink, wink. Did I mention 90 varieties of wildberry incense and locally made beard oil? Skyway Vapes, downtown Atchison. 7-Eleven Commercial Street.
.08 to play in this women's college basketball game, Heart of America Athletic Conference in the NAIA. And Peru State at home this evening finds themselves trailing the Benedictine Lady Ravens. They were down a moment ago by 20, now down by, 18? For Peru, Diaz, Stewart, Deal, Duncan, and Ingram. There's your five. Cora Benedictine, Miss Uraka Reigns, Wade, Kramer, and Nicholson. BC taking that timeout. Let's see what they're going to do coming out of the break. Here's a running shot, wildly thrown at the rim by Ingram. It's going to be no good, but somehow she's able to wrangle the rebound back and keep the ball alive for Peru State. 5:50 to go in the game. Bobcats drive it left side, start into the middle, kick it back out. Diaz for two, knocks it in. Nice shot by the 6'1 freshman from Minnesota, Kylie Diaz, and that is her first point tonight. 65-49. We're down to 5.5 to go. BC with on the left side. There's Reigns to Miss Uraka. They laid off Kyra. They said, if you want to take that three, you can. And Kyra says, you know, I really am not interested in that long three-point shot. Shot clock's down to four. Braves are going to have to put up a desperation one off the rim at the buzzer. And now the rebound out of bounds to Benedictine. Good time management for the Lady Ravens, utilizing as much of that shot clock as they could. Curious to see how this whole shot clock thing comes down for high school basketball in the state of Kansas next year, which classifications elect to try the experiment, which do not. Here's a speed in the middle and a shot put up by Kennedy Nicholson. And they're going to call Kennedy for the offensive foul. Her second foul. Both of them have come in the fourth quarter. And by the way, both teams are shooting halfway through the fourth. First eight puts it in play deep in the backcourt. Up the floor with it, Natasha Diola. Natasha eases left side. Little skip pass. Oh, it's a beautiful pass. Then it was mishandled by Ingram. But she's able to control it, brings it back out on top. She was going to have a nice little reverse layup opportunity, but then could not capitalize on it. So instead, she'll bring it out on top, miss the long shot, rebounding it down. It's going to be Reigns. And here she comes up the court. Left side, Nicholson. 4:20 to go in the game. Nicholson slides over to the right side, comes out on top. Wade. Riley will look to the middle. Swings back over to the right side. Dubert comes to the scorer's table. Now the pass for Miss Uraka is knocked away by Diaz. Picked up by Maddie Duncan. Duncan feeds right side. Running shot. No. Rebound, Kramer. Benedictine backed it away. Allie Kramer coming up the floor, kind of gets reached in on by Ingram. Kind of a wild foul. Haley has her third. And BC will come to the free throw line. We mentioned a moment ago that as Olivia Williams came out and also with her fourth foul, Kayla Larry out of the game. Well, both of them now check back in, and we're just inside 4 minutes to play. Pair of free throws for Allie Kramer coming up. First one's in. Kramer has point number seven. And before that one, she was struggling a little at the free throw line, 3 of 6. And this one will not go in, so she's 4 of 8. Gets her own rebound off the missed shot. And now they're going to stop playing a minute and change the time on the shot clock to 17. And that's going to provide an opportunity for Benedictine to substitute back into the ball game Lauren Dubert. So you're going to have Dubert, Nicholson, Wade, Reigns, and Monsieur Rocca. 3:50 to go in the game. Benedictine with a basketball and a very comfortable 17-point lead. They've had this big lead since fairly early in the third. Here's Kennedy for three. It misses. We'll come back and play for Peru State. 3:40 to go. And right now you can hear in the background Coach Folsom. And what he's trying to do is maybe reinvigorate and refocus his team a little bit. I can only imagine that as an athlete, as a player out on the court, and you find yourself up 20, it's kind of hard to keep your focus and your intensity level, you know, with that peak. And so that's what Coach is working on now, trying to get everybody to really be at that level. Because we're 3.5 minutes to go. Here's Diaz with the ball at the free throw line. Gets it back to Larry, who's falling away shot, rims out, and rebounding it down. Benedictine's Riley Wade. Over to Nicholson. 3:15 left. Is Kennedy into the forecourt. Out on top, Lauren. Right side, Riley. She's standing over here in front of the BC bench. Dubert top side. I'm sure BC, they have an open shot that was Lauren passed up, and I'm sure that part of the deal is to utilize some time. Now we're at 7, as she will take the outside shot. It's off the rim, missing. Rebound, Peru State. Kaylin Larry. See, well, Kaylin's had a great game. She's just a good athlete. Here's a 3 from the left side. Nope. Rebound, Miss Siraca. Now Benedictine is going to run. Dubert over to the left side. Reigns. Driving layup. Nope. Rebound. Here comes Peru. 2.5 to go in the game. Benedictine with a 17-point advantage, and we're going to get Riley Brueggemann into the next dead ball opportunity. Coach has not gone any deeper in the bench than that. Missed shot, rebound BC, and coming up the floor, the foul is going to be on Peru State. It's going to be on Olivia. So Liv is going to foul out of the game with 12 points. And 2:19 to play. End of the game for Benedictine. Michaela Bauman is going to come in. She's from just down the road at Blair, Nebraska. Free throw here is up and will not go in. For Dubert, who had that huge 13-point third quarter. This second free throw is good. And it's now 67-49. And we've got 2:18 to go. Peru hasn't scored in several minutes. Had a pass to the free throw line. Saved by Diaz from the left. The three well short. Rebound Peru off the floor. And as Diaz goes in strong, we get a foul on Brueggemann. So Riley will pick up foul number one. And back to the free throw line we go. Peru State will reach even more deeply into the bench. And coming in here is going to be Josie Sabatka, a 5'8 junior from Tobias, Nebraska. That's got everybody scrambling for their Atlas, right? Tobias, Nebraska, first free throw will not go in for Kylie Diaz. Kylie's 0 for 3 at the free throw line. She eyes it up. Got it. 67-50. Now Benedictine is going to bring Kyra out of the game. And back in is going to come Jennifer Jacobs. Jacobs has hardly played in the second half. I mean, literally, hardly played. 50 seconds of the second quarter before fouls had her come out. And then 23 more seconds in the fourth quarter before she had to come out. So she's literally played a minute in the second half. Raven shot misses, rebound Peru. Here's the behind-the-back pass and the layup missing, and a rebound Peru. The shot from the top by Duncan. Got the three, Maddie Duncan. Her third three tonight. 67-53. And we're at 1.5 minutes left. Raven's into the forecourt. We'll have a foul on Ingram. It'll be her fourth. So for Peru State, we've had Olivia Williams already foul out of the game. We've got Caitlin Larry and Haley Ingram with 4 fouls apiece. And Benedictine will come to the free throw line with Riley Brueggemann. And Riley looking for her first point. Gets it right there. And for Benedictine, okay, it's game time. All right. The Lady Ravens are going to bring in their player from Union Star, Missouri. All right. Who is it? Okay, 5'9" freshman, that's Shea Lewis. We were not far from Union Star on the trip up. Just north and east of St. Joe a little bit. 53-69, Benedictine. Here's a driving shot from the right side, misses, offensive rebound, pulled up and in for Diaz. Brueggemann, by the way, hit both of those free throws. If you're keeping that book at home. And now as the ball comes into Brueggemann, Ingram will foul out of the game. She picked up three fourth quarter fouls and will be the second Bobcat to foul out. Now at 57 seconds to go, and she will end tonight with six. Peru State is going to bring in the smallest player off their bench right now. I think Tatum is the smallest player, 5'3" freshman from Minneapolis, Minnesota. Not Minneapolis, Kansas, Minneapolis, Minnesota. Also coming into the game, we mentioned Josie Sobotkin. Got Tierra Dodd out there, freshman from Holton, Kansas. So how about that? More Big 7 getting repped here tonight. Free throw. No. Rebound out of bounds, and it'll be off Benedictine. So, Brueggemann had a couple of free throws there. Hit the first, missed the second. Look for the rebound on the second. Goes out of bounds, too. Peru at 70 to 55 with 57 seconds to go. And Benedictine's going to drop back and pick up defensively at midcourt. Lady Ravens have Makayla Bauman out there, Wade, Jacobs, Lewis, and Brueggemann. Now BC comes up with a steal. Here comes Wade down the left side. She pulls it back out on top, gets it to Lewis. Shea, cross court pass over to the right side. Back out on top, it comes to Lewis. Brueggemann topside. Look away pass to Shea. Shot clock at 10. Here's Wade. Goes all the way to the baseline. Feeds across Brueggemann. Head fakes. Loses the hand. Ravens pick it up. Shot. Nope. And the shot clock expires. So Peru State's going to get a final touch. 15 seconds to go. This is a good win for Benedictine. Coming off a couple of tough losses to get back on that track. Coming up the floor, Tatum nearly travels with it. Now here's a shot from the left. Off the window for three by Tierra Dodd. Everybody loves it when a player, the freshman from Holton, comes in. And the Ravens are going to stand there and let the clock run out. And that's going to do it. Final score tonight, Benedictine 70. Peru State 58. We'll be back here in Nebraska to summarize it for you right after this.
It's time for the Amberwell Postgame Show on CARE Radio 93.7 and online at mscsports.net. Stay tuned. Our postgame coverage begins right after this.
Ready to reclaim your active lifestyle? Amberwell Orthopedic and Pain Management Specialists offer joint replacements, injury care, chronic pain treatments, and more. With clinics in Atchison, Hiawatha, and Lansing, and procedures performed in both Atchison and Hiawatha, they're here to bring back your mobility. Say goodbye to pain and hello to a vibrant life. Call 913-358-0807 to schedule your consultation today. Your journey to wellness is closer than you think.
Get your tan on at Snap Fitness. You don't have to be a Snap Fitness member to take advantage of their great tanning deals. With three tanning beds, appointments are available from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. and 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. on Monday through Thursdays and 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. on Fridays and Saturdays. Call them at 913-367-1511 to schedule. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness, 409 Commercial in Atchison.
Stop by Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill for lunch or dinner. Try their signature stack burgers or chicken strip basket, original or honey barbecue sauced and tossed. Top it off with a classic DQ treat like a hot fudge sundae, dipped cone, or one of the many Blizzard flavors. All right now at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Happy, tastes good.
With you here at Al Wheeler out of campus of Peru State, where the Benedictine Lady Ravens took care of business tonight. Got a big lead early. Peru State battled back, took it away for a brief moment in the second quarter, but Lady Ravens went up 9 at halftime, pushed their lead to as many as 20 in the fourth quarter, and rolled tonight 70 to 58. Recapping the scoring for you for Peru State. leading the way, 13 for Samantha Stewart and a dozen for Olivia Williams, 9 apiece for Kaylin Larry and Maddie Duncan. Those are the leaders for Peru State. For Benedictine, Coach Folsom had 10 players in the scoring column. How about Lauren Dubert? She had a 13-point third quarter where the Ravens just really pushed back and closed this thing out. 13 in the third quarter, Lauren ends the night with 16 points to lead her team and to lead all scorers. Double figures also for Benedictine's Josie Weiser with 10. It was an 8-point game for Jennifer Jacobs and remarkably limited playing time to get that many points. 7 this evening for both Riley Rottinghouse and Nicole Stork and Allie Kramer. With 5 this evening, you had Kennedy Nicholson and Aaliyah Raines. It was 3 tonight for Riley Brueggemann and Kyra Misuraca with 2. The Benedictine Lady Ravens moved to 11-6 on the season, 9-4 in the conference as Peru falls to 9-8 and go to 6-7 in the heart. Guys, game coming up. We're going to take a breather here, get the paperwork ready, and get set to go. We'll be back here with them in about 15 minutes to get the final score in the ladies' game. Benedictine 70, Peru State 58. That's it. Kicking it back to Ray in the Care Sports Studios. 15 minutes right back here in Peru, the guys' game.